Blog Talk Radio.
All the time, I hope my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. I disappeared in the crowd, all you seen was soup. This little nigga named Nine, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We should have trade one gas, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. Beat me, I take this war shit deeply. There seems too many real players for to let these bitch niggas beat me. Let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, taking like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, trying to play a hate on my shit. You need a fat dick, let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds, open my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed, the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent, jewelry, fast cars, and he known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap, a real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the Fed, same crime, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention, promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman in due time? I knew you bitch niggas is listening, the world is mine. Set me up, wet me up, niggas stuck me up, heard your guns bust, but you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine, on everything I owe, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga, all out warfare, eye for eye, last words to a bitch nigga, why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now, watch your front, here we come, gunshots to tuck, now you stuck. Fuck the rap game, nigga, this M.O.B., so believe me, we enemies. I go against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed, to the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch, to hide that fact, he did some shitty shit to did, so we riding for that. And that nigga that was down with me, rested dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life, so it's a hostage, nah. Niggas that don't rhyme right, you seen too many movies. Blow them up against the wall, close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye, let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed, the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed, the truest shit I ever spoke.
One love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns salute to my niggas that died in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being sold. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns salute. I salute you, my nigga. Stay strong. I ride for you. I rhyme for you. I roll for you. It's all for you. It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all out. I just remember what you told me. You said don't rule war unless I got my money right. I got my money right, nigga. I want war.
another lesson to what I did. I promoted all week for 17. However, but moving on. I just forgot it was Thursday, literally. I don't know. and then it's so funny because I was like, okay, I'm not gonna, you know, do any coursework, you know, right now. Moment this evening to kind of dwell into some things that I see online, kind of gel it all in, why we strive for self-determination, why the revolution, what, like, even though we can't specifically say what the process like, is, however, what, like a abstract kind of skeleton, what we strive for, and that's why we, how it can be done, and things like that, and why we need it, you know. And sometimes, you know, again, there's so much confusion, and it has been propagandized so by the state that a lot of people, you know, generally the masses, don't understand revolution. The process which we strive for that and to get that and to engage in revolutionary struggle. And again, being propagandized by the state, our people automatically, well, there is an installation of fear that has been put into the people. Well, again, that's true, has been, currently is, but it's the people. Seemingly when one seems to express themselves or raise up or even have an opinion that has, you know, I'll talk about people to the docile or really try to strive hard to, okay, maneuver within the system, whatever it takes, and issues like that, other than anything outside of actual revolution and actual change in the living conditions of Africans around the world. You know, and it's not just the United States thing, this is struggle for. Self-determination and liberation of Africans around the world. We strive to connect our brothers and sisters across the world to, you know, to have understanding, to, you know, tie this together, our struggles across the world for African brothers and sisters, but, you know, on the continent and those of us diaspora, you know. And it's like, you know, because we all, and we get it everywhere. And a lot of people tend to think too, so that's a lot of, you know, political ignorance is that ones do not understand that, you know, a lot of people sometimes say, well, I'm going to leave and I want to move out of this country. They just vote for us. Well, the oppression of Africans exists all over the world. And in one form of it or another, you know. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, so we have to, you know, really try to, you know, understand that this is an international struggle. Is that the liberation and struggle for that self-determination of African people and liberation of African people and struggle for all oppressed people. You know, so, and it's basic things. So that's what I'm going to just talk about a little bit of that tonight. Again, like kind of, you know, again, what it looks like. What could the process look like? What could that mean? How can we develop? How can we, what do we bring back when one is gone? How does that work in different, you know, in dynamic involved, you know, it's not African, but and again, society in itself. So what I'm going to do, because again, by me being, this was not, you know, to get my usual show to be prepared, my throat is ice cream. I want some dark grab me something to drink. I'm gonna start making coffee. We've been going, and the thing is, because I have more of those conversations in a better, better format, you know, and to include others with a plan to include others. And again, like I said, I apologize just off with this show, with not an opportunity to invite others on the scene because I was just like that. So, you know, again, but to maintain, not so much of a balance, but I wish that anyway, just to, like I said, better late than never. I wasn't not trying to do the show, so anyway, to say to do it for next week, but and then where I will have one to discuss, because again, like I said, moving forward with checking out what people are doing as far as building for, preparing for, understanding, you know, just the struggles of Africans, the pending struggles of Africans as we do. We're in a climate now, this climate will not change. I think, and I really believe in the way, we can keep the momentum of it, but we have to let it be led to, and I'll have to, you know, explain the what and why of that as well, you know, which ties into again with the struggle. And you know, and because a lot of people really don't understand, some think it's always just, you know, they see it as that, you know, you want to just wipe the hair of the motherfuckers, you know, off and keep or create race wars and shit like that. So it's just like so many different ways to write stuff that's so far from what the stage of propaganda and revolutionary struggle to be, as many fall for, but yet still many continue to try to make revolutionary moves within so far away to report to the state, so to think the state is gaining shit or develop the plan for you and shit like that. But all along, the state has been anything hijacked shit from basically in the purpose and program of the Black Panther Party, you know, so this is it, you know, so just, you know, but in the end, you know, but we don't know that because we're the ones who say the hijacking is the only ones that, you know, like when they put shit out, and people like grasp the information, but we'll just look at all of these other little things and you know, how they mimic in their own way programs. Other things that were the revolutionary, you know, struggle. But nonetheless, that's why political education is so important. If you have dry unsounding and shit, okay, I gotta get this on. So check this out. I'll be back in about 4 minutes. I need to take a break, okay? So definitely, however long it is, 4 minutes, 10 minutes. Let's not be doing something good in your ears. So we'll get a moment to watch it.
The fresh one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution.
to the force, B.O. out in the Bronx, gotta mention the chief, my leap, what they call him, the homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin', it's the secret society, all my niggas is real, shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal, and can't forget the twins, that came from the city of the wind, sometimes you gotta lose just to win, they said low and weak, but they ain't mention we was him, or mention Jack Bobo, and the block that had the dream, fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down, somebody tell me the reason that all the ladies took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn word. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American freak. Yo. A heavy statement. Count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead, I take advantage. Look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks and then 1,000 more days. I'll probably see Reese, but then again, he got a case in another state called DC. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dog. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dog. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. That coke coming fresh up off that boat, dog. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. $50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gonna cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that's your law.
Welcome back. Yes, indeed. You know, I would be Green Jackson. This song, speaking and talking about revolutionary struggle. You know, why do we struggle with this? What is that? What is that? What could that possibly look like for us as African people? What could it look like and actually what does it mean to actually world, and actually as well as why African liberation is actually very pertinent in the actual liberation of all the people over the world, and just different things that help you get in and actually, you know, yeah, I don't forget this, but really just kind of touch base on all that and how and why others move in different type of ways to kind of counter that, in my way, just because there's so many that in it. A lot of things that we can lean towards. Again, Africans, we have extorted critical thinking so much that, I don't know, you know, again, packing shit up, like I said, you know, with the dummy theory, you know, basically what many have resorted to, that, again, that even when, you know, you're just people want, you know, not really find a way of not knowing how to find a way or whatever of how to, like, tie in everything into this whole struggle. It's not just a tunnel toward just, oh, that's what, you know what I'm saying? It's like, again, me, myself, if something occurs, you know, sadly, you know, I did something that I said, yeah, and, you know, that happened then the same day 100 more times somewhere else, known and unknown, still to Africans, because Africans are brutalized 24/7, 365, whatever, counting all the time, you know, sunshine, when the moon is out, when the rain, snow, sunshine, hail, whatever happens. Whoever popular, what's on hot, all that's just going on, God, around the world, Africans still provide, still terrified, graded, you know, disenfranchised, in different ways. And then, it's like, again, so many of the damage to our people, so, you know, much things to do, you know, like to talk about it. But those things that are important, you know, and they're very important, they play a very important part in damage to our people, like our damage it plays a very critical part, actually. Many of you address it in different ways. You know, it's basically the ones that are not whatever, but, you know, the list is seen, you know, because, you know, even people that woke, again, like they sitting in the bed, you wake the fuck up, and if you get the fuck up, you get lit. But truly, you know, not even anti-Bible with me. Again, I take shots like that because, to mimic and mock, you know, play like stuff. So, you know, and how all that stuff kind of affects our road to, you know, self-determination. But again, a part of just even striving, because that's why I struggle, you know, those contradictions are going to exist. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, to struggle to work through those contradictions. Around them, scolding, maneuvering, yada, 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 yo. See? So, in that room, you know what I mean? By winning over the people to take part. So, again, that's always the goal. And why do we need the people? Because it's for the people. But we need for the people. And in the interest of the people, you know, it's not to be great protected. I mean, you see what I'm saying? But to assist in organizing, you know, or into, you know, revolutionary organizations, you know, and mobilize them into this protracted struggle that we have here. But why? So that we may govern ourselves, educate ourselves, be accountable, be responsible for our people, you know, are basically taking on what the motherfuckers y'all love, really basically does not want to do, you know, ending the brutality and the terrorism of Africa, liberating our people from this system of things that has our people in a position to think, you know, that dumb shit it is always saying about having to gain the nobody else said to and all that bullshit. Ooh, and my skin crawls when I hear that shit. You know, that's the problem. That, you know, big bug dance, the one, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you don't even feel like you up to par for another motherfucker. You're talking about they don't respect us. No, I'm just talking about your motherfucking self. Because yourself, motherfucker, or whatever you got going to fuck on. You know, whatever, but we have to. Those types of things, you know, and that's how many, the majority are moving in it, and that's what I mean when I'm saying to people in the interest of the state. But, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas basically be doing all this bullshit to get the stamp of approval from motherfucking states. Let the white men come in and see how they're doing in the program and smile again with thumbs up and shit like that. You know? They got to, you know, when they get. And all that, you know, even though that's what it's, you know, all that shit, and yeah, they have to, you know, report it. You know, and even when you have certain type of function type things or whatever programs and things, so things for reporting, you know, basically save activity, yada yada yada. Yep. So, again, normally. But a lot of things, so we just see a lot of them. So kind of skin, then maybe you will be like, well, it's like that's a good thing, you know, but thank you, it's a good thing. It's a benefit to you. It's a good thing, however, when they respond, it's been controlled. I kind of feel that, you know, and that's one thing we have to struggle with the conversation, is that we take those things, but we apply it to benefit our people and utilize ourselves and doing it and aiding others in those functions, you know. Many people think, like, okay, well, you know, get down to that stuff, and that means I can't do this no more, I can't do that no more. All types of shit like that, you know. And, again, that's something that's bad, because, again, we can't blame the people, we can't blame the masses for thinking that way. But even why? Because the clown motherfuckers have just, you know, again, knowingly and unwillingly at the hands of the state have, you know, this motherfucking romanticized clown out there. You know, shit off our shoulders. You know, motherfuckers just have disrespected it so. And motherfucker, you disrespect the struggle, motherfucking fight. Disrespect the motherfucking struggle. The history of it, the legacy of it, the freedom fighters that are gone, those that are still locked behind the wall, straight motherfucking disrespect, all because niggas got egos, no self motherfucking esteem, because that's what it has to be. Didn't dream up some of the shit that you motherfuckers be dreaming of. I'm serious. And it's like, but the problem is that in the way it affects the mass. And people will say stuff like, you know, it shouldn't matter as long as the people get the message. You know, what, my motherfucker just listening to stuff? So you can get a message. Why you even understand it? It's like a, where do we go now? So a motherfucker could, yeah, tell you some shit here, but yada, yo. Okay, never put that shit in any context that gives any application to the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they like, yeah, I read that my motherfucker self. But it's like, yeah, that's what it's like. A nigga reading out the book. You know what I'm saying? And quoting some people, you know? In this struggle for self-determination, you know, again, people, you know, they get shit and just want to sound good, put on the air, just some numbers, just the membership and dues, and that's what motherfuckers really be on, but, and feel that without that, if not, but once you even think that with that quantity outweighs quality within the struggle, you know, then you really fuck up. You know, and it doesn't, so it's like the people get confused with the people, not know why. What exactly we are fighting for the society. What we are doing. You know what I'm saying? And it is just so, you know, and being challenged is possible. And I think that's a, but again, the psychological damage, people make that very scary. You know, and sometimes I really think about it. It's like, I mean, like, niggas just smoke my fucking down when get down. Time to get out. But, you know, whatever we progress and as people are striving here, there'll be no freedom without bloodshed. And it's like, so whatever we strive for, we will have to do. Because, again, we have an oppressor that you saw by our blood. So, you know, they'll be like, y'all got us fucked up. And then they will, strain, but more than that. And so, you know, and that we know that we are subconscious. organizers, you know, understand that we have these kinds of differences. You know, so we did our thing with them. We have some things to be a part of, and that we just that we're all going into, you know, and being invested now. I'm about this look. Truly, at this point in time, kind of, again, that's it, you know, that people see not the they are, but and so, during this time, this is a very motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bear every shit up in the air. Motherfuckers don't, you know, when I say that, you know, like, you know, me, you know, I'm going sad, you know, we want to be like this. It's just like, those actually to the contradictions that you actually don't want to, but you know, like, I actually want to do that. Whatever, you know what I'm saying, place that you can be effective, because again, that too is something that is involved in the community. A lot of people are not exercising on a union that will be doing that. However, it's like we all play a part as people, because our goal is to be able to build, you know what I'm saying? So I know this is to be able to build, you know, back to claim our people. So it's like we all can do it, and we all do it in our own way, as long as our goal is the same, and the goal is of making that 5 minutes, that process to be in. Because of the fact of the will, you know, that in the middle of the will, all supposed to be in that way. You know, but, you know, if we're all striving, you know, for to free black people, you know what I'm saying, to revive our people, and give it ways that we are contributing to people to do that in an objective manner, that will be all people to do it all here. We have different ways, we have, you know, and the thing is, what our goal is that that's the thing that revolutionary process. You know, again, we're not done. No, we are not going to unite. You know how long it would take for me to unite and all that stuff? No. But we can't find something. And we go to the point of it doesn't matter. You're not going to ask what you find, who you trust in, what you like. You're not going to ask that question. You can't ask that question like that before they do what I want. Why would you? That's what I'm saying. What we should be performing here is that we would like to people are just remembering. That's what we struggle for. You know, and so that we may structure, apply discipline, and these are things on yourself that if you apply in other ways, you know, to the sense. And to get the people to understand these contradictions and these calls and questions, and and begin to call the question being a lot of that is happening. When it's legal by the thing happening, use the time, you know, to, man, get out with the people in the way that, you know, that at this time. And then what others that are doing. That is a great thing. So it is kind of a thing and a responsibility on how not talking at more based on something, but talking with the community and about what they don't know. Yes, indeed, it's just that if something fit at the moment, or fit whatever, what I've always been doing, I don't know what to do, but I just started this process. Again, it takes a break from the man, you know what I'm saying? But again, I'm a with my tub, man. You know what?
Shot at, trying to get chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it, a spot where we belong, that's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood. Know what I mean? Where do niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs getting free, and you gotta be a G. At Thug Mansion. a place to spend my quiet nights. Time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times I once contemplated suicide and would have tried, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble, not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and know what bickers over trick shit. A spot where we could smoke in peace, and even though we G's, we still visualize places that we could roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place, the players going past. I got a spot for us all, so we can ball at Thug's Man.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy, little Hennessy, laid back and cool, every hour, cause it's all good, leave all the stress from the world outside, every wrong done will be alright, nothing but peace, love, and street passion.
Will I survive all the fights in the darkness? Trouble sparks. They tell me home is where the heart is. Dear departed, I've said that two tears that couldn't sleep good for multiple years. Witness peers cast gunshots, nobody cares. Seen the politicians banners, they rather see us locked in chains. Please explain why they can't stand us. Is there a way for me to change? Or am I just a victim of things I did to maintain? I need a place to rest my head with the little bit of homeboys that remain. Cause all the rest there, is there a spot for us to grow? If you find it, I'll be right behind you. Show me and I'll go. How can I be peaceful? I'm coming from the bottom. Watch my daddy scream peace. What up, the man shot him. I need a house that's full of love when I need to escape the deadly places of slinging drugs. It does, man.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be
mama, don't cry, your baby boy's doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, drippin' peppermint snot with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with Malcolm till the day came. Little Natasha show grown, tell a lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven, so come home. Maybe in time you understand, only God can save us. When Miles Davis cutting loose with the band, just think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on, they in heaven found peace that lasts. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, wear the mask and remember this face. Save me a place in Thug's Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, we back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside.
Okay, but when you look at the how do we do that? How do we structure? How do we develop the system? Like, should we? Maintain trade, so on and so forth, you know, as to build, how do we strive if we begin to strive back to the system? As we strive towards finding a point of unity, what things can we do to develop that? You see, because the thing is, like, it's not like, hey, going back to the dark ages and separation, you know, people think that they may be like, oh God, I'm like, I can't go with this, and I can't do this and that. No. We develop systems of our own and we strive it again. That's why I say we have to get back to more critical thinking. We have to develop systems or develop them in ways of developing systems of our own. You know, I mean, like I said, what critical thinking, I really think it's so important and critical thinking need to move toward that. And as far as the use of what this could be, we could need to speak of what it could look like. You know what I'm saying? That in this time, you know, that is how we can develop systems and things like that to sustain ourselves within this system. So many, even because so many are entwined. So how do we develop systems that one could be built to and the communication structure of that functional basis within the system as we begin to get the masses involved, you know, correctly. You get what I'm saying? In the correct way. And then so we have to go through the things that we carry that So, and one of the main things is that a lot of people are fishing with me. So you guys are listening, that's a tattoo as well, too. It is what it is. Motherfuckers broke, but we ain't broken, though. And I'd rather be broke than broke. Yeah. So, but a lot of people, that's one of the things a lot of people fear, and because it leads to, they know that you can get out of the system, things that they need controlled again, and that we, and that in itself is a big old contradiction in our state, that you can't say, hey, that's wrong, and then you need to die because people, you know, that shit even yourself, and then you say, targeting small business workers and businesses and development health plans. That's again why I like to say when we strive for self-determination, and that's why I say No, no, others are not for our children, this is for us. You know what I'm saying? So how could, you know, even it's for our people, and because our people are being fucked up and out there, so we have to develop a system of like, you know what, okay, we okay. You know what I'm saying? We develop this. That, you know what I'm saying, where we can go with ourselves. Handle our business. You know what I'm saying? We got shit back. But you did well. Do you feel me? And that's why we need an advocacy. You know, and we need you. We need in that sense that when it comes to us, when it comes to having to our people, it's about us. And you know, we have to do about it. We know it's about us. We have to do about the future. We're talking about it. They can play with that mom that had just died. You know, I don't want to do shit no more. White kids to go run their hands back over there. I mean, shit, right then, I'm saying, you know, now. So we have to be there. And it's not about, again, not based on our reality and what we need to do. And then, like I said, we just want to get our people on our people right, and all people in the world to get right. So, you know, strive to be in the very struggle to be involved in the struggle to get in the end of the world. Keep it going, you know, and try to keep you know, and connect more, and feel more, and so try to do that, then happy. So I'm gonna get out of here. My almost an hour over. Yeah, it's over. It's in my mouth. But again, so. So that's why I don't. Okay, because of my structure. So, shit. But I don't know what tool has. But definitely, I'll still begin next week. You know, and I told them that anyway. Then I got days mixed up on. Anyway, because, you know, I thought Thursday, yes, tomorrow was today, and I thought I would be kind of, you know, broadcasting out the Starbucks event was carried with Fred Jones. I thought that's what I was going to say. So that's why I took the today. And, but just want to talk about that, determine why we need it and how we can develop systems for it and what it's all about. It's like, it's basically a lot of shit that people talk about anyway. But we have to let go of their templates. We have to let go of what they say it's supposed to look like. And we see what benefits our people, what we can develop for our people. It doesn't mean you have to go back to the Sony. You know what I'm saying? That we could have that confidence in ourselves. That our Africans with shit resources, shit, we're trying to win them over. Yeah, we got to in the end. But just without political education, we cannot without a proper understanding or anything. And so try to contribute. So sometimes we got to stop and think. And a lot of us, you know, again, thinking more critically and nothing. I mean, we do that. I got to listen to myself. Well, no, can that something that can work? What can we do wrong? You won't have one time. You know what I'm saying? But we'll have a time. We have enough time. You know what I'm saying? So we, but things will, again, we begin to win and when the people over here. It's like wildfire. That's how that goes. Because it's easy where the climate is here. And so, okay, so let me hear. I want my 5 feet back down. And if you don't remember, too, I got to show. I'm going to count. Oh, yeah, but we got some coming, too. So don't forget, party this weekend and tomorrow. Panel at the summer. And Jerry Craig has been doing some other comrades, of course, and Jerry. That will be tomorrow night, and then the foot of that out here, and then on Saturday, you know, and what driving is, and we'll pick up at the Hampton House, and what we have to find, and the bus is on out to the the family of in this National Day of Action. And then on Sunday, August 30th, I look here, man, and you know, kids off at high noon, 37th. Let them, give a great. Some of you know what y'all know where. Well, you know, that's the fight. It's all behind me. Same place at the same time. And yeah. I know it be the same time. In the same place that we used to get to be. You facing the place. Mask up, of course, you know what you mean. You know what I'm saying? Practice proper. Caravan over to there to the wall where the kind of a repaint mural at the wall there. And man over there, and then from there, caravan, you know, I'm going to say that we want to find all the way from the start, we want to find from that time, California. Come out and show out this actual food possession. You know, caravan thing you did when I'm saying that little bit of zone, and all inside. Man, definitely, so y'all got to stand. Come on. Rest that there. Do that thing, and then we're going to the pyramid, where the aquatic center. And then on there, so, man, it's going to be a hell of a lot. Come on, I'm taking my vitamins. Indeed, I'll miss y'all. Check us out this weekend, and then back on the air next week again with the on radio. Myself, y'all lives. Maybe we got coming soon. We don't know if we're going to start next week, maybe the week after, whenever, you know, got the holidays put up. We'll have a cool Hollywood joining us on the Bill Cosby Network, you know what I'm saying? What's the difference on social media? Things we're going to do with you. Things we're going to do with you. That's the Bill Cosby Network. I'm excited. Yes, indeed. Well, again, see you after.
The larger issues that we've been talking about now for the last week.
Get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up. Straight up, you're tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up. Screaming Jesus can save us. I get the lately if I save her. But that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages. Put our fathers up in them cages. Then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition. That doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Priests, politicians, gotta listen to opposition. From opposition, we still ain't got a pot to piss in. From opposition, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
Allah said save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still knowledge is that bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion will not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show him who to me. But still you face each and knock your head to me religiously. I'm G-O-D to infinity, for real.
The world won't get no better if we're
Right now, unfortunately, we are seeing too many instances where people just do not have confidence and hope they're being treated fairly.
Reparations, the Bush administration, inequality, martial law, segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now it's time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with the heater, ripping the chains of the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine demons. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long, spiritual life lessons that I recite in the song. Trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? For my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Black fish that now is stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
Than ever. Thought we was chilling, striving, change for the better. But it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains, protect one another. That's words of my brother Malcolm. As-salamu alaykum wa alaykum as-salam. We want justice, police supposed to protect and serve. And then they shoot us down like wild animals. The nerve of them cold-hearted killers with blue suits playing our black youth. The earth cries from all the blood that's being spilled. We need a solution fast, it's your law bill. Let me educate them, translate it, meaning God's will. It goes all in together, together how we are. To stand with a plan, divided we down to fall. And that's the Willie Lynch tactic that separated the mass and taught us all the things backwards.
Well, this is incumbent upon all of us as Americans, regardless of race, region, faith, that we recognize this is an American problem and not just a black problem or a brown problem or a Native American problem. This is an American problem. When anybody in this country is not being treated equally under the law, that's a problem.